a physical game, a heartbreaker and loss, and it's going to kind of go back to a lot of what ifs.
A lot of our mistakes. We move the ball up and down the field, and we always stall out with this, that, or the other. That's on us. I mean, that's one we shouldn't have lost. But kids play their tail off, play hard. They got a lot of guts. Never quit playing. I mean, I'll give them that.
Boy, and, you know, your defense, you've been on them a lot the last couple of games. You didn't feel like that they were playing up to the potential. I thought the defense really shelled out tonight.
They did a nice job. We had a bunch of blitzes we had ready to run. We didn't run hardly any of them because we got pressure with our ends on the outside. We got pressure with Caesar up the middle. You know, we just, that one drive, I mean, you know, just didn't get it done there. But, you know, it's a tough game, tough one to swallow.
Yeah, you guys were really successful, especially opening up the second half, running in the sweep plays and just the running plays. And it just costly penalties for you guys.
Yep, penalties, you know, come in, we weren't very disciplined, jumping off sides on defense, jumping off sides on offense. We beat ourselves. I mean, they're a really good team. I mean, they got a lot of speed, which, you know, was really tough to contain, but did a great job with our secondary guys back there and our pass rush. But, you know, when you got that many penalties, you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
I know Camden had a rough night passing the ball with the interceptions, but, you know, we really saw what he can do with his speed when he gets around the edge on the sweeps.
Yeah, good job running. They made some adjustments at halftime, you know, and third quarter kind of bottled us up trying to get off the edge with that. We came back with another play off the edge, which we had a little luck with, and then they kind of adjusted that too. But, you know, he's got to be smarter back there with the ball, you know. He's just trying to force a little bit too much stuff to Jackson sometimes, and just got to make better decisions. But, you know, it's his first year starting, third game. He's got a long ways to go.
And, you know, I thought, you know, Colin and Avery still continue to run the ball pretty hard, and Alex made some pretty good plays. He had the tough assignment of the Oklahoma commit, Jaden Nickinson.
He did a great job.
He held Nickens, I think, to only one catch all night.
Alex quicker than heck back there. He did a really good job. You know, we knew coming in they're going to go trips one side and single him up. He's going to run takeoffs on you, and he's going to run some fades, which they never really got down there too much to run the fades. But he did a really good job. Proud of Alex. And our defense played well the one drive, though. You know, they brought number six in the backfield and kind of hammered it at us. We gave up 20 yards on first and second down running it. And, you know, then they got us where they want us. So, you know, but other than that one drive, played pretty well. But the penalties are the kicker.
Well, I know it's one game of the year for you guys, and it's a game that's not going to affect you for the playoffs or districts or whatnot. But
it just ticks you off.
It does. But you know, it's one game where you can take away a lot to learn from against a high-quality opponent.
Yeah, we got to get better. You know, that's it, and that's what I told him. You know, you played hard, played your tails off, you got a lot of guts, you never quit. Now learn from your mistakes and let's get better.
Next week, it's the third game in three consecutive games at home here with TNP Marion, and that's a team that's off to a pretty good start this year.
Yeah, it's not getting any easier for us. They're good. When we see Hugoton Holcomb, it's going to be a tough stretch, so we're going to play well.
Well, thanks again for the time, Coach, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Adam.